Tonight, we're going to talk about the most powerful investing tool that the U.S. government makes available to us. And it is so amazing, and it is jaw-dropping once you actually get into the details. When we work with new clients at our company on a regular basis, they don't even know that this tool exists or that they can use it to invest and accelerate their retirement in ways that are frankly just mind-blowing. So we're going to go through a bunch of these things tonight, and I'll reveal it in just a second here. But first, if you are new to our channel, please, 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 welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And please hit that subscribe button. This is the channel where we help you build financial intelligence. And we try to teach you things that you probably never were taught in high school. At least these were never things I was taught in high school about how to build wealth. They teach you in school, get a job, work for somebody else. That's not what we teach you to do here. What we teach you to do, we empower you to build a business, invest, create monthly cash flow. That's what this channel is all about. So tonight I want to talk about the most powerful tool that's available, the most powerful investing vehicle that the United States government has given to us on a silver platter. And if you take advantage of it, you can dramatically alter your financial future. And drumroll please, it is the Roth IRA. And when you're able to self-direct real estate into this investment vehicle, it's going to blow your mind. Now, I just want to play a little clip here of Zarita. She's one of our clients. Now, she just recently closed on a property, and she's about to get her next property using this same vehicle, the same Roth IRA vehicle. Now, I want to play this and just listen to the ways that this sort of opened up her world by leveraging this vehicle. Take a listen.
The fear is getting started because it's the fear of the unknown. You know, because once we talked about the self-directed process, I found that that was the route I was going to take. So once I did that and I saw that it was an easy process, you just transfer the funds. And one thing about the self-directed way to go, you're hands off. I mean, I don't do anything. You know, all the funds go into the account, the mortgage principal, maintenance fees, everything is paid directly from the account. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of get my statements and sit back. So, right. I mean, the fear was an issue, but now that I've done one deal, I don't really have any fears right now going forward because it is such a smooth process.
Isn't that amazing? And so I was responding to somebody who was watching here and said that I was reading something. I'm reading some of my notes here, but isn't that amazing what Zarita was able to do there? And this is an incredible tool that just opens up the world for you. And so the Roth IRA, it's our only tax-free vehicle, okay, that you can utilize to create long-term wealth. It's the only one we have. When you open a Roth IRA and you put in the maximum contribution per year, and then you invest that money into cash flowing real estate or other performing assets, the cash flow from those tenants goes into this vehicle tax-free. Tax-free. And we'll get into some of the math here in a minute, but I think it's going to probably blow your mind when you start to see and play around with some of these numbers. Most people don't think about this. They think of investing in the stock market or putting their money into a retirement vehicle like a 401k, where it's tax deferred at the beginning. But the thing that most people don't understand is that when you do this tax deferment, you're then having to later, once you cash out your 401k at an older age, you're going to be paying taxes at some time. So why not do it ahead of time? And when you cash out your 401k when you retire, guess what? My goal is to be in a higher tax bracket. I hope that's your goal. So when people always say, oh, you don't pay taxes, you know, it's tax deferred in a 401k. They're not using their brain. Yes, it's tax deferred. It's tax deferred to years from now. Years from now. And then you will be in a higher tax bracket if you retire wealthier. So you're going to pay more in taxes. So people don't understand. And the beauty of the Roth IRA is that it's tax-free wealth that's growing inside of this account. Now, you can leverage these dollars to accelerate returns in a tax-free environment. You can leverage other people's money to create larger gains yourself, tax-free. For instance, you can be using a self-directed IRA, use a portion of that self-directed IRA, your Roth IRA, and use that as a down payment on real estate while also using a bank's money to finance the rest. Now, that perhaps is one of the biggest things that blows our clients' minds. You know, we work with a lot of intelligent people. So we'll work with doctors and lawyers and dentists and architects and you name it. When we tell them on the phone that you can use your self-directed account, your Roth IRA, as a portion and then have financing for the rest, it's like mind-blowing. Because here they had this investment vehicle just sitting there doing nothing for them, not generating any kind of a return. Now that it can actually buy a piece of cash flowing real estate that's putting money into this account in a way that they could never do before, and using other people's money. See, the beauty of using other people's money is that you also additionally will then get the tax benefits of being able to buy this real estate by using other people's money. The bank doesn't get the tax benefit, you do. And guess what? If you buy a $300,000 house, you put down $55,000, you still get the tax benefit of the full $300,000, even though the bank is carrying the money on the rest of it. It's because all members of Congress, my friends, are real estate investors. And the President of the United States, real estate investor. So the tax laws in this country are written for real estate investors. And this retirement vehicle is one of the most powerful vehicles at our disposal. There was quite a bit of hay made about Mitt Romney's retirement account, right? His massive, what is it, $100 million Roth IRA? Because he would reinvest that money and the gains from his private equity and everything else he was doing along with real estate inside of this vehicle, tax-free. It is the tool of the wealthy. Let's go through some more points on this. You can buy deeded real estate with a Roth IRA. Isn't that powerful? And when you buy that deeded real estate, you can let your tenants build your retirement. Because while the tenants are paying cash or rent every month, that cash is going right back into the account. Now, it is true that you don't touch this money. When you have this account set up and you're self-directing your retirement, the property is owned by your retirement account, okay? So the piece of real estate would sit inside of this investment vehicle. You don't touch it. And the beautiful thing is it's hands-off. Like you heard our client talk about, Zarita mentioned, it was just totally hands-off. And it was a totally hands-off experience because the money that comes in from the tenants goes back into that account. So you don't touch it. And you work with a custodian, and we help you get set up in about 10 minutes with one of these accounts if you book a call with us. And it's beautiful because now the custodian is handling those funds. As those funds come in, it's totally handled, hands-off by you. And any kind of maintenance or have to get a fix, you know, a furnace needs fixing eventually or something like that, that will be paid for out of that account. Taxes and property taxes, et cetera. So you're never paying any taxes on any of these profits though. So when you take this money out of this account when you're 59 and a half years old, you're not paying any taxes on all of that profit. Now I have a self-directed IRA that I own a bunch of real estate inside of. Now, one of the beautiful things about setting up a Roth IRA for your kids, so we've set up Roth IRAs for our children as well, and we maximize that yearly contribution. Now, what that does is that lowers my taxable income because by us putting in, you know, the amount that you're allowed to put in every year into that account for my son, my daughter, and my other daughter, now that's less income for me, less taxable income for me. But their account now is growing with they own real estate inside of their tax-deferred, self-directed accounts. It's a win-win because now they could even lend money out if they wanted to. Think about that. They could lend money out of so my 7-year-old could lend money as a promissory note with that account. That's the beauty of a self-directed Roth IRA because now you can do whatever you want with it. There's just a few restrictions. You can't buy collectibles like comic books, things like that, that are inside of the account. And you can't lend it to an immediate family member. So I couldn't have my account and lend it to my wife, right? But I could outside of my immediate family, lend it to, extended family who wants to start a business. And they want to pay me a 5% interest on $10,000. that interest would go right back in that account and grow. So imagine this. Let's just play with some numbers here for a second. Imagine holding a property for 10 years. Okay, you have a property appreciating on that hard asset that is a hedge against inflation, right? We talked about this last night. When the government is printing dollars like crazy, the value of a dollar is plummeting. So if you've got money in a traditional bank account with like a 1% return or a 0.01% return, it's not keeping up with inflation. Therefore, you're losing money in a savings account. But if you've got real estate in a retirement account that's a hedge against inflation, it usually appreciates well ahead of the inflation rate. So you're actually beating the inflation rate. So just having that asset in there for 10 years, and then think about this, selling that property and then never having to pay capital gains on it. So let's say you bought a piece of real estate, you held it for 10 years, and you're like, I'm going to sell it now. And it appreciated $100,000. You sell it. Now, normally you'd pay capital gains, right? If it was outside of that investment vehicle. But guess what? Now, because it's inside, you don't pay any capital gains taxes on that. And that profit goes right back into that account. You want to talk about compounding interest, compounding wealth? That's how you do it, folks. So, or you could add properties that you acquire, create all the income in the retirement account that you'll ever need, that it's all there. $200,000 a year, tax-free for the rest of your life. It's almost like having a third, if you think about this, having $200,000 a year tax-free in this account is basically like having $300,000 per year at a W-2 job. So now you could have this investment vehicle providing you the cash flow to live the rest of your life, or you could be working for a living, making $300,000, almost having to work to make $100,000 more, and then you have to pay all those taxes, but now you're working a full-time job. Or you could have passive cash flow from your retirement account. I mean, it's a no-brainer, folks. And we work with our clients all the time on our team. If you book a free call with our team, we can set up your self-directed account for you in about 10 minutes and then talk to you about the options of investing real estate. And even if you don't work with us on that, fine. But I think you'll realize once you're able to get a cash flowing property with a tenant inside of it, already cash flowing, the tax benefits of that and buying it with your retirement vehicle with financing for the rest of it if you don't have the full amount. And now that cash flow gets to go in to your account tax-free. You're building up a war chest of wealth. This is an incredible, incredible vehicle created by the U.S. government. The one thing you have to understand, you know, when you have compounding returns in a tax-free or a tax-deferred environment, you'll understand the power is at your fingertips. You would never consider not having an account like this. I saw someone say, yeah, you shouldn't have a self-directed account. It was like some YouTube video, and it was hilarious because the guy was trying to sell some other service. And we all sort of laughed about it in the office because we thought either this guy's trying to sell something because the guy's an idiot. I mean, really, made no sense at all. So I wanted to kind of shoot some of these things down. The only reason you would even consider doing that is because you're dumb. I mean, think about it. So why would you want to shut this down? You'd give up your right to a tax-free and tax-deferred returns, which is insane. You'd give up your right to own real estate in a tax-free, tax-deferred environment. Insane. You'd give up your right to leverage dollars, right? So you could leverage a portion of this and create accelerated tax-free growth, which would lead to greater compound returns. So you'd want to give up that as well? Makes no sense. I mean, why would someone tell you this other than because of personal gain, right? So once you understand this incredible investing vehicle, you'd never look back. So think about if you're, you know, and also why would you shut down an account like this before you're 59 and a half years old? If you do that, you'll also pay a 10% penalty. So you want to keep this account open, burning and churning, making you money. You'd be insane to close it down. Really, really insane. We're not telling people to only invest using their retirement accounts, but if you both use inside and outside of your retirement vehicles to invest in real estate, you open up the world because you might have a savings account. You might have a savings account that has $50,000, $60,000 in savings, And you also might have a retirement account that you can leverage and use. Now, what I did, I had a 401k with a sizable amount in it. I realized that I was going to be wealthier when I got older. That's my goal. So I took the penalty for taking an early withdrawal of my 401k. I was able to do that. And guess what? The tax savings that I got because I invested in real estate offset that penalty from my 401k. Because I knew, because I had set it up as a traditional, so I ended up, you know, I ended up doing the tax deferred thing because I was an idiot when I was younger with my money. So to have it tax deferred until I'd be, you know, retirement age is ridiculous. Because then I'm going to be paying more in taxes when I'm wealthier when I retire. Makes no sense. But I decided that when I do the math calculation, and right now, under the CARES Act by the federal government, you're able to take your 401k money out with showing a hardship right now without a penalty. Without a penalty. And you get to pay that back over 3 years, that penalty. You can spread it out on your taxes for a number of years. And because when you're buying real estate, that would offset that penalty because of the depreciation on your taxes. I know this is some high-level stuff here, folks, but my point is the Roth IRA is an incredible vehicle. Contributions, you know, equals tax deferred. It lowers your tax liability. You get compound tax-free or tax-deferred profits. Real estate depreciation also lowers your tax liability in qualified accounts. Cost segregation can give you an extra bonus depreciation and decrease your liability even further. Nothing else can do this. Nothing. So when people want to tell me the stock market or some other vehicle, no, not even close. Now, to be fair, you could use this Roth IRA and buy stocks if you want. You could buy gold, you could buy silver, and you can buy real estate. You can buy any of those things. You just can't buy collectibles and you can't lend the money to your immediate family. And you couldn't buy a property using this account and then move into it. You'd have to buy it as an investment that someone else lives in as a rental. You couldn't move into this property in that way. Those are the only things that are off limits for this account. But you know, I don't think that most people understand how powerful this is. So if you see other people running their mouth about this vehicle, they don't understand what they're talking about. This is our specialty at our company, and we help people every day set up their self-directed accounts and invest in cash-flowing real estate. If that sounds like something that you're interested in, please book a free call with us. Just go to morrisinvest.com, and there's a video right on our front page that you can watch that also talks about self-direction. But right there is a book a call button. You can click on it and pick 30 minutes that you'd like to jump on the phone, and we'll walk you through this process. And we'll look at your different accounts because you might have a few different retirement accounts that we can lump together and leverage at the same time to help you invest in real estate. There's a couple of different options here that we want you to check out. Here you go, folks. So that is the most powerful tool that investors have on their Batman utility belt that you can use for real estate investing or investing on assets of any kind.